Président.
Thank you, Chairman. France fully aligns itself with the declaration made on behalf of the European Union. I would like to add a number of national comments. The state parties to the NPT and the community which we make up are all responsible for preventing the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. The first area of commitment by all state parties, the NPT, should be to respond strongly and with unity to proliferation crises. The North Korean leadership is developing a nuclear and ballistic program that is illicit, unjustifiable, and destabilizing. France positively welcomes the adoption by the two Koreas of the Panmunjom Declaration for Peace, Prosperity, and the Unification of the Korean Peninsula of the 27th of April. We hope that this declaration will contribute to restoring a sustainable peace on the Korean Peninsula. We welcome the will of both countries to work towards the goal of a Korean Peninsula without nuclear weapons. We expect concrete gestures, and we should do everything at our power to fully implement the measures decided by the United Nations Security Council in order to achieve, ultimately, a complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of the North Korean nuclear military program. It is important that the international community remains united and demonstrates strength, support with the DPRK, to create the conditions for a credible, sincere negotiation to achieve denuclearization of the peninsula through concrete gestures made by Pyongyang. We hope that the US-North Korean summit will be an opportunity for progress. We call on North Korea to sign and ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, CTBT, without delay. As you know, my delegation is working with many partners on the declaration, a statement on North Korea, based on the model of that supported by 62 signatory states during the last PrepCom. This new declaration is open to co-sponsoring by all state parties of the NPT without prejudice to processes conducted elsewhere. We hope that by supporting this declaration, the states' parties to the NPT will affirm their commitment to the integrity of the non-proliferation regime and to a resolution of the North Korean crisis. The JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, is a non-proliferation agreement that is critical. It is supported by the United Nations Security Council, and it requires transparency and vigilance with respect to strict respect of commitments adopted. No violation has been reported by the IAEA, and we should continue to ensure scrupulously that Iran respects the obligations, all of them, under the agreement. France is concerned by the continuing Iranian ballistic program. Iran must stop its activities non-compliant with Resolution 2231 and any proliferation of missiles towards states or non-state actors. Finally, the intolerable violations of the chemical non-proliferation regime by Syria is a major threat to the security of the entire non-proliferation regime. France will ensure that there will be no impunity because it is our own collective security architecture that is threatened by the spread of the use of chemical weapons. We call for all light to be shone on all nuclear activities past and present by Syria. We will continue to fully support the IAEA in this mission. Chairman, I invite state parties to read the complete French language version of my statement today. It can be found on our website. It also covers mobilizing mechanisms at our disposal to prevent future crises, as well as high-level meetings, the PSI, Proliferation Security Initiative, which will be held on the 15th of May in Paris on its 15th anniversary. Another area of activity is strengthening the international non-proliferation regime. To achieve the goals of Article 3 of the NPT, the combined implementation of a CSA and an additional protocol will be the standard for verification. Universalizing the additional protocol remains a priority to give the IAEA the tools it needs to accomplish its mission. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank the distinguished